Hi. It is. My dick is hard, and I am here to do the mixer questionnaire that Miss posted. Just as like a little introduction to me, what I like, what I'm all about. All right, so I'll just get started then. For the GWA questions. Do post tags matter, or do you just read the title? I think the title matters more than the post tags, but if I see a tag that really tickles my fancy, it will encourage me. But I kind of just, follow the title. There's not going to be a reason why I don't click on a post. Like, no glaring reason. How much time do you spend making, editing, and audio? I'm still new. I'm a little baby. So, very little time so far. What are the pros and cons of recording? Same answer. I'm still a little baby. After listening to GWA, have you gotten any new kinks? Not yet, but they have like a reinforced ones that I already have. I like being submissive, so hearing dominant male voices is definitely something that kind of reinforces the idea that I like to be submissive. Do you like the sound of your own voice? Yes, I'm very narcissistic, so of course. What kind of audio is your favorite? What kind of audio? I don't really know. I'm not really sure how to answer. So I'm gonna skip it for now. Do you have any regrets about clips you have made? Not yet. And hopefully I will not. Do you have a Gone Wild audio crush? Yes, perhaps, but I'm very shy, so I'll wait. Explain yourself. All right. Would you have sex while porno is being played? Of course. Yeah. I don't know why I wouldn't. What is your most embarrassing, funny sexual experience alone with someone else? I guess like the first times, the first time I had sex, it was incredibly embarrassing for both of us. He was a virgin, I was a virgin, and we didn't know what we were doing. We were fumbling teenagers who somehow managed to have sex. Despite ourselves. So, it's all been uphill since then, I can say, which is very good. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? I mean, I think white lies are necessary, unfortunately. I wish they weren't, but in the type of, work environment that most of us, have to be in, you need to have white lies to function. It's just kind of the way it is, at least where I've worked. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? That is definitely subjective. It depends who is watching or who I get to watch. I would definitely have to say that's a case-by-case scenario. What's the weirdest way you have ever gotten yourself off? I don't think I've ever gotten myself off in a weird way. Just good old-fashioned hand, my vibrator, and I have used a like the faucet in my bathtub before. at one apartment I was living in. It was like perfect, and yeah, it was some of the best orgasms I've ever had were from that faucet. But I don't think it's that weird. So, what is the fastest way to get you to come? Pull my hair, spank my ass, fuck me really hard. That'll do it. particularly doggy style. So, I've got my ass in the air and you're pounding away, pulling my hair, smack my ass. And you ask me how much I love your dick, and I don't answer right away, so you have to slap a little harder. And I would be definitely getting there. what is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? I would say that I go with my intuition. If I just have like a weird feeling, if I feel icky, then unfortunately that's kind of the scenario, you know? I'm just gonna be turned off. Favorite place to come or have someone come on you? Favorite place to come would be your tongue. Definitely. And the favorite place to have someone come on me is situational. My ass, if we've just been having some really hard sex and I've been on my knees and you've been pounding away and you've finally gotten ready to come and you just pull out and come all over my ass. I like that. And that'll be really great for that situation. But if we're, you know, giving you a blowjob, or if we're having sex but not doggy style, then I like it when you're like standing over me, jacking off onto my face and tits. I like that a lot. I have pretty big tits, so I like it when there's nice hot cum on them. what music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? Music isn't really necessary, so maybe I'd even say no music. Is that is that okay? Yeah. do you think that love equals sex? No, because I've had sex and with like no emotions other than just arousal and attraction. I mean, I think it could lead to love. But does it always? No. Does it have to? No. In fact, I've had sex with people that now I'm like, what was happening? taste change or evolve, I guess. What do you prefer to be called or say? I prefer to be called like little girl, baby girl, yeah. One of the options is kitten. I like that too. or anything derogatory. Slut, whore, cum slut, my slut, my girl. I even call like, you know, like they've said like my pussy. And that's fine. I like to call daddy. Sir, yeah. Anything with like, you know, that implies power, dominance. I like it. Are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? I'm a moaner and I'm a gasper. for having sex, I'm a moaner. But if I'm by myself playing, or if it's just you licking, then I'm definitely a gasper. You know, just. Yeah. guess you can decide for yourself. When was the worst time you've been turned on? Maybe right now. No, it's not really that difficult if I'm turned on because I'm a female. My arousal signs are more subtle, which is nice. But I don't think there's ever been like a worst time for me that I can recall. There have been best times. What's your most extreme fetish? I don't think I'm very extreme. I think I'm like, baby BDSM. Spanking, pulling, name calling, role play. Nothing very extreme. Maybe like the daddy daughter kind of thing. But I'm not really into incest, obviously not in real life. But I like the power that stands behind calling a man daddy and being his little girl. His naughty little girl who really needs a hard dick in her and needs to be taught a lesson. Yeah, I like that. But I don't think that's very extreme. I think that's pretty normal. What's one thing you're embarrassed to admit you'd like to try in bed? I'm gonna say nothing. If there's something I wanna try, you just initiate it, talk about it. And if it goes over, it goes over. If they say no, they say no, and you move on. Life goes on. Preferences. Do you consider hair pulling sexy? Absolutely. I have very long hair, like almost to my waist long, and it's brown, if anyone's curious. And I love having it in pigtails and having it pulled while I'm being fucked. Or while I'm like, yeah, being like face fucked. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, pigtails are great, especially with long hair, because you can like wrap it around your fists. Do you enjoy bondage? Light bondage? Yes. I don't want like, I'm not really into extremes. So, light bondage, yeah. I like to be tied up and kind of like, I have to do what you say, but like deep down we both know that I really want it and I want it bad. Yeah. I like that. Are you into playing with hot wax? I've never done it before. I would, but I've never played before, so. Have you been with someone older than you? Yes. When I was 21, I was having sex with a 42-year-old, which was very interesting. Again, kind of that daddy-daughter kind of situation. He was very commanding. He was British. I have a thing for accents. Particularly like Irish, British, Australian. So when I met him, I was like, what? Never stop talking to me. Never stop calling me your little whore. So that was pretty cool. Something checked off my bucket list. Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? I have, but not in a sexual way. Like, more in a, we're really good friends and I love you. But not in a, I want to lick your pussy. Because I've never really been sexually attracted to females. I'm straight. So, it's guys and dicks that do it for me. The only pussy I'm interested in is mine. Or your pussy cat. If you have cats, you can tell me about them, because I love cats. Have you ever tried anal? Not with a partner. Only played with my ass by myself. I've had, yeah, obviously people interested, but no one that I felt safe enough with, if that makes sense. So, something yet to be tried. Have you ever been double penetrated? No, no anal, no double penetrated. Have you ever had sex in public? Yes, I have given a hand job on a train, and I have had sex in a bathroom on a train with a man I met on the train. Yeah, I was a little drunk. Just a little bit. Yeah, sweet white wine is like a downfall. Do you like being handled roughly? Yes, please. I don't want to like bleed or anything, but commanding, moving me, carrying me, throwing me down. Yeah, I like it. I like feeling out of control, like I have to cater to you and your whims. It's very, very arousing to me. Again, I like being submissive, so there's part of that. Are you very verbal in bed? Not as verbal as I'd like to be, but I'm trying to remedy that. So, it's a continuing process. Hopefully, one day. Do you like receiving pain or giving it? Receiving more than giving. I like to spank my partner a bit, but not like as, I don't like doing it as much as I like getting it. I don't know if it counts as like pain, but I like forcing the orgasm to wait because I like doing that to myself, like putting it off and putting it off for a long time because when it finally hits, it's just like shattering. I like having an orgasm so strong that I have trouble hearing and trouble moving, and I just have to lay there and covered in my own cum and sweat. I love it. And there's like a pain in that, like that withholding that I think is perfect for orgasming. What is your favorite item for spanking? The bare hand, without a doubt. I want you to have to use your hand on me and then later have that little sting to remind you of what we were doing earlier. And I like that. If I'm gonna have trouble sitting down, you're gonna have trouble, like, jerking off. All right, random things I just want to know. What's the worst porn you have ever watched? The 30 Rock porn? After watching the episode of 30 Rock where Tracy Jordan makes a porn out of Liz Lemon's life, I was like, is there an actual porn? And there was. And I watched it. And I didn't like it. I thought it was pretty bad. It just isn't my kind of cup of tea. I don't really like porn that's based off of like TV shows I like. I don't really know why I decided to watch it, and why I thought there'd be a redeeming quality to it, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, that would be the worst one. What's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? I mean, at this point, I feel like a lot of people are very desensitized to fetishes, and I don't really want to call any of them weird. Because I'm sure people would find some of the things I like weird. So I'm just gonna say no answer for that one. If you became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? Oh my God, for just one day? I would just play with my dick all day. Are you kidding? I love my tits. I love my pussy. I love my clit. I love playing with myself. But for one day to have a dick, ugh, I have such penis envy sometimes. I mean, I would just touch everything with my dick. I want to have sex as much as possible. Just fuck everything. When you're a female and you have sex with a lot of guys or any guys, and you get used to knowing what pleases men with, how to do it with your mouth, your hands, your vagina, your breasts. But it's like a different experience to actually have one and know what it feels like, when I have sex, I like the feeling of having something deep inside of me. And I feel like for a lot of guys, obviously it's different because you're the one that's, deep inside of me. So it would just be interesting to feel the reverse for a day. And then I could go back to being me. What do you wish you had invented? That's tough. I don't really know. I guess if I had to pick anything, I'd pick like the book. Because if you're gonna pick something, you might as well pick something epic, right? Go all the way. Go hard or go home. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? Well, I'm a graduate student, so I'd probably stay in school because there is no money in graduate studies. Nothing at all. Unless you're getting your PhD, but I'm not doing that. It's just my master's. I'm not that crazy yet. Do you have any scars? I do. I have one below my lip. I got it when I was 4. I was out in the yard playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with my father. And he told me to not run, and I didn't listen to him because, just like now, I'm a naughty girl and I'm very disobedient. So I kept running and I tripped and I got a piece of wood through my lip. It took a bunch of stitches to close it up, and I still have a scar, but it's not really noticeable unless I've told you a story. Other than that, I have a lot of scars on my knees, and not for what you're thinking of, you dirty, dirty, dirty person. I'm just pretty clumsy, and I trip a lot, or I walk into things. Not very graceful. What's your most used phrase? It would be suck it. I use that phrase far too much, far too often, and in the most inappropriate situations. I need to find a different phrase, so if you have any recommendations, feel free to leave them. When did you last laugh so much it hurt? Probably the last time I was super tired, and I was probably watching Bob's Burgers. So the other night. How do you feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? I wish I could believe. I really do. But I just can't. I can't. But I wish I could. So that is the end of the mixer questionnaire by Miss. If you have any questions for me that I didn't answer, feel free to leave them. Or if any of you have any kind of requests, things you want to hear from me, also feel free to leave those. All right. You'll be hearing from me then. Have a lovely day.